This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The federal government confirmed everyone's fears today. Consumer prices up sharply again last month. Workers' buying power down again last month. Neil Strauser reports.
Very disappointing, said the White House. The 0.9% increase in consumer prices for June kept the economy steaming along at a double-digit annual inflation rate. Food price increases, though slightly lower than April and May, again led the way. And though economic advisor Charles Schulz expects an improvement in food prices in coming months, Schulz says it won't be enough to save the administration's just recently revised goal of holding inflation to 7.2% for the year.
Second half of the year, they're going to be really substantial moderation in that. But given what happened in June, I doubt if we'll make the 7.2. We'll be somewhat above it. Nothing dramatic, but we'll be somewhat above it.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman G. William Miller today predicted inflation running strongly into 1979 and called for suspension or postponement of next year's scheduled increases in Social Security taxes and the minimum wage. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Washington.
Senator Edward Kennedy and a coalition of labor and health groups broke with President Carter today on his national health insurance program. This just one day before the president announces his plan. Susan Spencer has the story.
Senator Kennedy spoke for leaders of a broad coalition of labor and health groups, saying they no longer can support the president's plan because it is a piecemeal approach and would tie full implementation of national health insurance to prevailing economic conditions. The senator called that unacceptable and said the president is making a serious mistake.
I regret to say that I believe the president has misread the mood of this country and the strong support that exists for national health insurance. Is disappointing millions of citizens who deserve better health care and whose views are heard too seldom in our government.
HEW Secretary Joseph Califano, without referring directly to Senator Kennedy's criticism, appeared this afternoon at the White House to reaffirm the administration's commitment to national health insurance. He added that its plan will proceed in a prudent manner, reflecting economic realities. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this.
True Value Hardware Stores wants you to hold everything. Hold everything you use outdoors in one safe, convenient place. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you get an Arrow Outdoor Storage Building to store all of your lawn and garden supplies, patio furniture, kids' bikes, sports equipment, and more safely all year round. Arrow Outdoor Storage Buildings from True Value Hardware Stores feature weather-tight, galvanized steel construction with strong roof braces to withstand strong winds. Their high walls and peaked roof make it easy to store tall items, and their wide, double sliding doors can be padlocked for added safety. Store all your outdoor supplies year-round in one safe, convenient place. See the selection of Arrow Outdoor Storage Buildings in a variety of sizes and attractive styles at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers. And remember, True Value is much more than just a name. It's our way of doing business. And when you go in, tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
The airlines call it a standby ticket, which means you don't have a reserved seat and you may or may not get on the flight you want. It costs less than half the regular fare, and it's made air travel between New York and London into a gold mine for the airlines this summer. Business is so booming, in fact, that hundreds and hundreds of Americans are standing in line in London these days, and sleeping in line for that matter, waiting and waiting for the standby seat that will get them back to New York. Clark Todd has a report.
The secret to sleeping comfortably on the sidewalk is to put as many layers of cardboard under you as you can, and only one or two on top. That lesson is being learned by young Americans waiting outside London's Victoria Railway Station and outside Gatwick Airport for their cheap return fares to the United States. Many are understandably not happy.
They had us queue up for 2 nights outside in the street. Price is right, if you can get on.
Good experience, I'll tell you.
We came and got in line, spent 2 nights out on the street, and it was okay. It was kind of fun. You know, people were very nice.
We just had to sit there and wait until our turn came up to get a ticket.
What's going on? Do people have to pay more money to enjoy themselves?
The man who started the cheap fare bonanza and opened the way for many youngsters to fly the Atlantic, Freddie Laker, says he's not upset with the delays.
There's no compulsion whatsoever. I'm very happy the consumer now has a price service option. Let him use it.
Airline executives seem to agree. They say within 10 days there will be seats available. Clark Todd for CBS News, London.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Bruce Fox, you own a rental car business, right?
Yes, we operate 160 cars for Payless in Phoenix, in Tucson.
And you're using Quaker State oil filters. How come?
We feel it's important in this area. With your desert climate, there's one to safeguard for our engines. And certainly we get good value from Quaker State. So what filter am I going to use from now on? Are you kidding? Quaker State oil filters.
Change to Quaker State. Quaker State helps cars last.
Pollen, hay fever. When you can't find relief, do this. Walk into your store, say one little word. Contact. You'll get all day, all night relief. Go ahead, say it. Contact. That's right. Contact contains the hay fever relief ingredient doctors prescribe most. Enough in just one capsule to help block pollen's itchy, cloggy attack up to 12 hours. All day, all night. Allergy is contact's business, too. Take when needed, only as directed. Contact.
Another problem for President Carter today, the chief of the General Services Administration, Jay Solomon, has fired his deputy, an old Washington hand named Robert Griffin. That wouldn't be a problem except that Griffin is the close friend and protege of Thomas O'Neill, Speaker of the House and vital ally of the president. Robert Pierpoint has the follow-up.
The president himself backed Solomon's decision despite Mr. Carter's strong need for good relations with the speaker. O'Neill was furious, so this morning the president invited the speaker to the White House for breakfast. We don't know exactly what happened during that session, but afterward Mr. Carter invited Griffin over for a talk and told him the vice president was going to find Griffin another good job. Later, presidential spokesman Rex Granum gave out an explanation for Griffin's firing, saying it was due to a personal conflict between Solomon and Griffin that developed into an administrative problem. Granum emphasized that the firing had absolutely nothing to do with the uncovering recently of heavy corruption within the GSA. Meantime, an unmollified Speaker O'Neill, after breakfasting with the president, told reporters, "I am deeply hurt." Declaring that he had not been informed in advance of his friend Griffin's removal, O'Neill added, "Not only was he treated in a shabby manner, I was treated in a shabby manner." Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, it relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip. And it has added strength.
You mean added strength sign-off?
Exactly.
Added strength sign-off tablets give you pure pain reliever plus 50% more sinus drainer.
For sinus pressure?
Uh-huh. And twice as much sinus dryer.
Ah, for post-nasal drip.
Right. Plus that full dose of pure aspirin for sinus headache pain. Added strength sign-off helps sinus pain while you drain.
I like that.
You'll like this, too. Sign-off, once-a-day sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief, works in seconds, yet lasts hours longer than the leading mist. Once a day, once a night does it.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sign-off.
Added strength tablets and once-a-day sinus spray, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Look for that bright red box.
Stocks higher on Wall Street again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 856, up 5.72. The average price per share up 15 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume there over 33 million shares. The average price was up 5 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.